Daf is Daf Lamed Vav. So we were in the middle of a discussion about whether Kohanim are Shluchei D'Rachman or Shluchei D'Daninu. That was the Machlokas. And Gemara is continuing on Lamed Vav to discuss other questions, rise back and forth. So Gemara says, at the top of Lamed Vav and Aleph, Meisiv Rav Simi Bar Abba, he asks the question, Im Haya Kohen Yizrok Alav Dam, Chataso, V'Dam Hashamo. So if the Kohen sprinkles some of the blood of the Chatas, some of the blood of the Asham, so the look at the Ron for the question, and the Ron explained the top Mesiv Rav Simi, actually the Ron's going to get into a little bit some textual things, some Girsa issues. If you look at the Rashi, the Mefarish Rashi says, Im Haya Kohen Hamadir, the Kohen takes the Nether. The Kohen is the person who's the Madir, who you cannot get Hanav from. And he goes ahead, the Rashi explains, Yizrok Alav Dam Chatasa Dam Ashamo, he goes ahead and sprinkles the blood of the person who he's representing. Katani stam, it says stam karbano, stam mechat, stam ashram, dimashba, kol chatos, vashamos, all types of chatos, all types of ashamos, vafa gavdlo mechose kapar ninu. We saw yesterday, we had the shaila, that our Mishnah of yesterday's daf taught us that a kohen may bring a chatos, may bring in an asham, even though the person who he's bringing it for cannot get hana from him. Isn't that a problem of getting hana? So it must be then the kohen is the shluchei d'rachmaninu, that's why he could represent the person, because he's not really representing the person. And where I said, no, the Kohen's really representing the individual. It's really Kohen shluchei d'daninu. But since it's not representing him with coming to a regular chatas, it's particularly a mechusei kapara, where the guy doesn't need kapara, it's where he just needs a carbon to matter him to eat kachim, whether he's a zav, or she's a zav, or she's a yoledes, or mitzora, any of those cases, you need the carbon, it's not getting enough from the carbon, it's just a grumma had to be saw in the rush, that by the carbon, that by the coin bringing the carbon, it permits him from eating kachim. What? Exactly. With regards to Tuma, now the Tuma is over, he or she may partake in the Kachim.
It's his Shaliach now.
What?
So the coin is his Shaliach now.
He could still be Shliach, but he's not giving Hana to him, since he's bringing only, he's ending the Tuma. There's no direct Hana for him. So the Gemara asks, but this presentation of the Brisa here, or from the Mishnah, sounds like all Chatas, all Hashamos, and the Gemara says no. We're particularly referring to Chataso Shel Mitzora V'dam Hashamos Shel Mitzora. Not a Chatas, there's no Kapar here. It's talking about a Mitzora. There's no Aveir from Mitzora. Gemara is talking about elsewhere that there might be. But seemingly we're talking about a Mitzora who just simply needs to remove the Tumah. And that's the Chatas in the Hashem we're referring to, particularly when it comes to Mitzora. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Zos Tiet Taras Mitzora Bein Gadol Bein Katan. What's the significance of that end of that Zos Taras? I think some don't have that girsa actually. One second here. What's this adding by that Zos Taras? I thought it would have been enough had we simply said that we're referring to a Chatas Mitzor and Asham Mitzor, that would have been enough. What's the Pasuk? Okay, that's the point. They were proving to us what's the rye that Mitzorah, the carbon of Mitzorah, is not for a Chatas, but it's rather for Mechusei Kapara. The very fact that Zos Taras tells us that even a Katan's carbon can be brought, well, Chatan's la bar Chatasu. A Katan doesn't bring Karbanos, so a Katan requires Das. So the fact that a Katan is also included in bringing the Karbanos tells us it has nothing to do with a Chatas, rather it's a Chatas of Mitzorah, which even though it's called a Chatas, it's not really Chatas, it's simply to be Matir, the Katan, and anybody else to eat Kachim. They could even be shluchei the daninu. They could even be my shliach because I'm not getting a hanah. If I'm a mitzora, I get no hanah from him bringing my carbon. He can represent me. Right now?
No, but. So what they are? Shluchei makom, shluchei daninu.
Well, I'm saying that this. We don't have an answer yet, but this is not a raya.
I think it's a raya too. Because zot torat, and torat. Therefore, they're doing because not from a chet standpoint of view, from a tumah, but still because that's the Torah, so that's still make them shluchei makom, not shluchei makriv.
This case again, it's the only reason why you could represent the katan here. But the only reason it's a specific carbon here of it's being mater kachim. But when it comes to a regular chatas, a kohen couldn't represent a katan because they're not shluchei de daninu.
The katan is dinu.
Right.
Okay. The Ran says on Lamed Hey Mem Peis that with respect to these korbanos that it's mechusri kapara, in those they're not shluchei de dan. If you look at Elam mechusri kapara shani. Like 15 narrow lines down.
Okay, yeah.
So the first part.
Interesting.
So by Mechusei Kippurah alone, it's they're not lav shlichus on kavod.
And then they couldn't represent them. Right. So it's still the same point. Shluchei didan ninu, but when it comes to karbanos of the Mechusei Kippurah, they're not representing them at all. Okay. But still, is a raya.
Just a little different. It's the same.
Yeah, one could have said that they, even when it comes to Mitzorah, they are being shulchei didan. No. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that's found in the Maseches Gittin, Tanan, five lines down. Hakohanim shepiglu b'migdash mezidin. So pigl is if the kohen who brings your carbon or anybody else's carbon has the wrong machshava, he has in mind to bring it, to eat it outside the time it's supposed to be eaten. Or he has in mind to be makrid outside the time it's supposed to be eaten. Or to eat it outside the place. It's either zman or a makum issue. Without getting there are differences. But we'll just say some wrong makhshava that he has. So if he does that, pigel disqualifies the carbon. So if a kohen shepiglu b'mikdash, if he's mezidin, if he does this on purpose, chayavim, he's obligated to pay the money because I brought a $1,000 cow and he goes ahead and ruins it, so he owes me that money. But if it was hashogin, if he did it somehow accidentally, he didn't know it was a problem, so then he'd be patur and he'd be pater from paying me the loss of the cow. I need to bring another cow because since that cow is pigal, it's not going to satisfy my requirement to bring whatever carbon I need to bring. Ella, even though the coin is pater from paying, Ella should pigul and pigle, but still the pigle disqualifies my coin, my carbon. So Gemara says, now wait a second. Iyam respishl mashluchei dishmaya havu. If you say that Kohanim are really agents of Hashem, hainu shepiglu pigle, that's because therefore they have the right to be pigle. Akash Baruch Hu says the Kohen is the one who's officiating over the carbon, and if he has the wrong machshavas, it disqualifies it. But Ella, Iyam respishluchei didan havu. If the Kohanim are supposed to be our representatives and they are agents, then am I pigulin pigul? Why would my cow now be pigul? Lay malay, I should say to the Kohen, shlichi shvisicha, I made you my agent lisukini to fix it for me, to be to be a positive agent, lo la'avasi, but not to ruin it for me. So by you ruining my cow, you're not serving as my agent, and our shlichus is end, it's disconnected, and you have not made my cow pigul. So the fact that we don't say that in all circumstances the pigul will be pigul, tells us that the Kohanim are not our shluchim, rather they're the shluchim of Shemaya. And Gemara says, no, different. Amri, Shanai, Shashani Gavi Pigul, Damakra Lo Yachshav Lo Mikol Makom. No, you're right. In general, the Kohanim are shluchei di daninu. And you're right, it should be that if they messed up my cow, they shouldn't be my representatives and shouldn't be messed up. But there's a special Gzeres Kosef that tells us by Pigel, Lo Yachshav Lo. Then when it comes to Pigel, the Machshava will have an effect, even though I don't want them to have an effect, even though they're supposed to represent me and they're representing me incorrectly. The Pasuk tells me, Lo Yachshav Lo, that the Pigel will be Chal anyways. The Pasuk by Lo Yechashav Lo. Okay. So let's look at the Gemara first, the Ran for a moment. The Ran says, let's go to El Efshar. Should we read that one? Let's see. Yeah. See the Ran El Efshar. Ii Amrish Shluchei Didaninu Amai Pigol Pigol. The Gemara had asked the question: if the Kohen is really our Shliach and they're representing me, how do they have the ability to ruin my Shlichus? We have this concept throughout Shas that if I point to Shliach and he does something that I didn't want him to do, he can't represent me anymore. It comes up by Meila. Comes up in other places. So how does he have the right to ruin my Pigol? So says the Ran Shogegu. The question of the Gemara is in a situation of shogeg. So Bishma made it, if it was done intentionally, even though he represents us, pigul and pigul, everyone will agree it's still pigul. The chaymin shemefagav amazed, ain't no osa shetichuso, ella daita denav shikavit. And if he, since he's doing what makes it, he's no longer representing me, he's acting on his own, the kaim lum, the perak beis dechulin, the adam osa davar sheino shalo, ayde maisa. A very interesting point. Normally the klal is, a person cannot be asked for davar sheino shalo. I cannot go into Adam's backyard and be makdish his property. I have no right to do that. But a person may not do, may not ask for davar sheino shalo. But the Gemara Chulin says, I can though, ayde maisa. If I do a maisa in his backyard and somehow I could create something different, if I, let's say, take his wheat and start mixing it with grapes and grow them together, that's kalayim, so that would be asr, even though eino adam davar, osa davar shein shalom. If it's ayde maisa, says the Gemara, it will take effect. So if it's done b'mezid, the Ron's being a big chiddushir. If I do, if the coin doesn't b'mezid, it's as if he's doing it with a maisa, even though there's no maisa taking place. And there's a ma'isa zrika, but it's really in his machshava. But ayde ma'isa, it will aser his carbon. Aval b'shogeg, if it's done accidentally, ishluche didaninu, if they're representing the individuals, amai pigol pigol, the pigol shouldn't be pigol, d'ho kevan the shogeg hu, lava daite denafshe ka'ovid, he's not acting independently, shemitz kavin hu laso shlichus, I plan on doing my, carrying out the shlichus I was sent to do. It's a fascinating Ron. I think it's a tremendous chiddush to say that if he's doing b'mezid and he's acting out independently, it's as if he's doing an actual ma'isa. I would venture to guess that others argue on this. Anything? I'm poking around here. Nothing? No footnotes here, so strange. I'll look in the back for a second. Okay, I think this is, sounds to me to be a tremendous chiddush. Ah, the Rush has something to say here. The Rush is, the question itself is based on the Ha'in Adam Osu Davar Shein Shalom. That's not what I wanted. There's actually what to say here. There's a Rajba back here, so I'm not, it's not coming quick enough to me, so I can't explain it to you guys. Sorry. There's a Shita Mikbetis here that says, quotes in the name of the Ritva, that a Kohen who's Pigol, he's not able to Aser someone else's thing, because Ein Adam Yachal La'aser Davar Shein Shalo, Adei Maisa. And pigol is not considered a mice, like we just said. Now, that's goof for the point. It sounds like other Rishonim argue in the Ran. Others do not make this chilik. It's not, in the end of the day, even b'mezid, it's not considered a mice. Where the Ran gets it from, I'm not sure, but it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay. There's what to talk about here. I wish I had looked at it beforehand. Okay, anyways, let's go weiter in the Ran now. The Ran says, Vidachinon shiny gavi pigol damakra. The Gemara had concluded that even though it's very possible to say that the Kohen does represent me, and I could say if he's ruining my carbon, he's no longer considered my agent anymore, the relationship is over, there's a special kazakh that tells us when it comes to pigol, lo yechashev lo, tells us that even though I don't want him to do that to me, it's still the pigol will take effect. So it says the Ran, Dachinan shiny gavi pigol de amar kravichulei, helkach vayin hacha loiv shite. There's no answer to the Gemara. The Gemara goes back and forth, questions, riots, rejections. There is no conclusion to this shayla. Umiu nami nihi de hacha loiv shite. Even though the Gemara here in the Dharma does not answer the question, mehi de perakama, like the Ran quoted yesterday from the first parak of Kedushin, muchach de shlucha shemayin in huvakumosh kasapti lemala. It is, they do represent shemayin. What was the svar again? The Ran said the svar that we paskin, that they are considered shluchei de rachmoninu, is that normally the halacha, the klal is, I'll read the Ran inside here, in the Laman Hamer Beis, he tells us the normal klal is that mi ikam midi de anan lo matzinu lemevet vihinu avdi. There's a klal is that anything that I myself cannot do, my shiach cannot do either. So we said before, a woman cannot appoint a moel for her son. Since a woman herself is disqualified from being a moel, she cannot appoint an agent either. Again, that's a subject of discussion, but just very simply. He Here too also, since I cannot be makriv karbanos, I cannot point a kohen either to be makriv on my behalf. So how do kohanim do this? It must be then, the Gemara in Kedushin says, that kohanim don't represent us, rather the shluchei dirachmaninu. And again, even though the Gemara doesn't conclude here, that's the conclusion of the Gemara in Kedushin. And that's why we paskin. Gemara now says Gufa. Gemara quotes a statement we saw earlier yesterday's daf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Tzrichin Das. Everybody, all karbanos require das. They require consent of the person offering the karban. Chutz mi michusar kapara, except for michusar kapara, those which have to complete the process of becoming tahor. We saw zava yoledes mitzara, or the four michusar kapara. They do not require das. You can bring it on their behalf without them knowing. Sharei, how do we know? Sharei Adam may be carbon albanov of albanosov haktanim. A man may bring a carbon on behalf of his sons and daughters, even though they're underage, even though they don't have das, you could bring the carbonos of the Mukhusre Kapara. Okay, I'm just thinking of other questions right now as we go through this, but HC Toth asks a question, the Ron asks a question. We'll look through Rishon if Steve asked my question, otherwise I'll tell you what my question is. But the Ron says, Gufa Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Tzrichin Das. Hikshib Ptosos. Ptosos asks, Hatnan, Umaisli Beperk Haish Makadish, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Behema Shinim Tes Mirushalayim, the Migdal Eder. If you find an animal somewhere lost between Yushalayim and an area called Migdal Eder, Zecharim Leolos, if it's a male, we have to assume it's an Ola, because Olos are only males go to Olos. Or I should say that, all Olos are males. Kolomar veikruvu alma ein tzrichim das. You don't require das. You don't have to have the owner's consent. If you find a male wandering between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eir, chances are it was really an animal that was designated for the base of Mikdash. If it's a male, it's safe to assume it was an ola, because all olos come from males only.
Is there animal free?
What?
No free animals walking.
You're not allowed to. No.
Correct.
I'm not sure where Migdal Eir is. It might not be very far. I don't know the lay of the land. I don't know where it's located. Vitirtsu, so that was the question. So we see an example, Gemara in Kedushin, that you can bring an animal even though there's no das, which is not an ola. An ola is not a mechusrei kapara. Vitirtsu, Tosus answers, the hasam shiny over there, it's different. Dechevin sheneva das bailam hu. Shekol koin shiyutu lahakiv yakrif. There's an implicit das that since it got lost, the Baal says to himself, whoever finds my animal, I want him, whichever Kohen could get it, should bring my carbon on my behalf. So there's this implicit das that he has to allow any other Kohen. But if there's a situation where there's a Katan who has no das at all, then you cannot bring a carbon on his behalf. So I don't see the Rishon asking this question. What comes to mind is the first mission of Maseches Chagiga. The Maseches Chagiga talks about, if you remember, Olas Ria, the mitzvah Alila Regel. When you do Alila Regel, you have to bring a carbon. So there's a mitzvah tells us that a katan has to also do the mitzvah of Alila Regel. Machlokas Rashi tells us what's the mitzvah on the katan. Rashi, the mitzvah is simply to go up to visit a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the base of Mikdash, nothing more than that. Tosus goes to the Yushalmi and says, no, the mitzvah is not only to go up, but to present yourself with the carbon. You have to bring the Olas Ria, there's a carbon as well. So the Tosus on the bottom asks, how could a katan bring a carbon? It's chul nazar. He can't really be makdish it, and all these different things. How do you do smicha and all these other questions he asks. But either way, you do see, according to Tosos, that a katan would in fact bring a carbon that's not a mechusar kapara. So I don't know what the answer would be. Okay, I don't see anybody asking this question. I don't think. By the way, there is another answer that's given here, the Karen Oro. The Karen Oro gives another answer to Tosu's question. How could you bring that animal? The animal that's wandering between Migdal Eder and Yerushalayim, you bring it without the das. Tosu said, no, there was this implicit das of the Baal. The Karen Oro quotes the Gemara in Erechin that tells us, Karbanos shel ol of Ishlamim, ein tzarech das baalim. Apparently, you don't require the das of the Baal, excuse me, when it comes to an ol and Ishlamim. Only when it comes to chatos v'ashamos do they require das, but olos and shlamim do not require das. But the Chazon Ish apparently answers that no, Tos is working within the opinion of Ula. Ula thinks that even olos and shlamim also require das. So within that opinion of Ula, you have to explain why one's allowed to bring the ola that's been lost, even though there's no das bail. The Gemara now says back to the Gemara. Yochanan wanted to prove that you require das for all karbanos except for mechusar kapara. How do you know mechusar kapara does not require das? Because a person may bring a karban mechusar kapara on behalf of his children, even though they're katanim, since you don't require das. So ask the Gemara Elamiyat, if that's the case, yavi adam chatas chelav al chavero. A person should be able to bring a chatas for his, on behalf of his friend who may have eaten a piece of chelav, which is asr and it's a karis. Shekain adam mevi al ishto shota, Rabbi Yehuda. Because a person could also bring a karban on behalf of his wife, even if his wife may be a shota and may not have any das anymore. So just like we have an example of bringing a chatas when there's no das, here too also you should be able to bring a chatas for a friend when there is no das without him knowing. But that was the Gemara we saw yesterday with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the husband, I think we saw this yesterday, right? Rabbi Yehuda said that the husband's required to bring, by the last line of yesterday's daf, that the husband's required to bring a karban on behalf of his wife. That's one of his responsibilities. And seemingly there's no distinctions of her das or not das. Sounds like across the board. So we see an example by a chatas that you don't require das either. But Alama Amar Rabbi Elazar, but why does Rabbi Elazar tell us that hifrish chatas chelev al chavero lo asaklum? But Rabbi Elazar tells us clearly that a person may not be mafrish. A person may not bring a karban on behalf of his friend. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ishto shota hechidami. What type of shota are you talking about? What's the wife who may have lost her mind are we referring to? That you're trying to bring a rye, that just like you could bring a carbon for an ishto shota, you could also bring a carbon for a chatas of a friend. What's the ishto shota? Ida achla kishi shota labas carbon. If she ate while she was in the state of being a shota, she has no das, well, she's pater. A shota is pater in mitzvah. She's not responsible for anything. So there's no carbon to even speak of. Vida achla kishihi pikachas v'nishtes. If she was intelligent at the moment when she sinned and she ate the chalev, and then after, before bring the carbon, she lost her mind. Well, ha amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, amar Rabbi Abahu, amar Rabbi Yochanan, achel chalev hifrish carbon v'nishtata v'chaz v'nishtat v'pasol ho v'nitcha yitcha. The klal is if a person eats chalev, he's chayv a carbon. He separates his carbon. Then he or she loses her mind, and then she gets her mind back. She's pasul, or that carbon at least is pasul, because once that pasul, that carbon was disqualified for being brought because she became a shota, or he became a shota, it's always yitcha, it's always pushed off. So there really is no scenario of a husband bringing on behalf of a shota. When Rabbi Huda says a statement that a husband has to bring the karbanos for his wife, that's only when she's pikachas. But if she's a shota, whether she's a shota while she ate the chalev, or whether she's a shota while she's bringing the karban, either way, there actually is no karban that's being brought. So there's no raya. You can't say, just like an isha shota you bring for, so to a friend you could bring for, it's not true. You can never bring for an isha shota. So there's no raya for that. So Gemara says, so ask another question. Yavi Adam Pesach al Chavero. A person should be able to bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of his friend. Shekain Adam Mevi al Banav al Benosav Akatanim. Just like a person could bring for his children, his whole family, he could get them together and bring a carbon on behalf of his children, even though there's no das. So too, you should be able to bring a carbon on behalf of a friend without him having any das. But Alama Amar Rabbi Eliezer Ahifish Pesach Al Chaver Lo Asaklum. So why then does Rabbi Eliezer say one may not bring on behalf of his friend? You should be able to bring on behalf of the friend. If I could bring for my katan who has no das, I should certainly be able to bring for my friend who has no das either, where he's not at least aware of me bringing for him. What? Exactly. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer Selaves Avos Lav Derais. No. The Pasuk Selebeis Avos is a very important Gemara here in Ran, we'll see in a moment, and there's also Gemara in Pesachim, if you remember, it Tosus there as well, that the concept of Selebeis Avos is used in the Gemara in Pesachim as a drasha that a man can bring on behalf of his entire family. So we see that you can bring for your katan even though there's no das. Tells us Rabbi Zera that not true. The Pasuk Selebeis Avos is not a drasha deraisa. On a deraisa level, one may not bring on behalf of his katan son. And there is no raya that you could bring a karban Pesach without any das. Midrash, you have to have his das. Or at least, on midrash, you cannot bring for your katan because he has no das, so he's not really represented with the pasuk of Selebais. So there's a very important Ran here, if I remember, in Tosos, and there's a Reb Chaim, I think, which talks about this. Let's see if it comes back to me. So let's look at the Ran for a moment. So the Ran says two Y lines down. Amar Rabbi Zera, Selebeis Avos Lav Deraisa. Gedaria says the pasuk of Selabais, which is used in the Gemara Pesachim to teach us that it's a real drasha, you could bring a pesach on behalf of your children. Rabbi Gedaria says it's not a real drasha. Liolam bichiyai danin, umiu ben pesach lo matzi lemedak de Selabais avos lav deraisa. So you cannot really learn from pesach itself. You could not have learned that Selabais avos is really a din derabanan. De mina Torah ein aktanim tzrichen himanos b'sem b'nei chaburah. Midiraisa, a katan is not needed to be counted as part of the guest list of the Karban Pesach. Ela ochu mimenu, they could eat from it, but they don't have to be part of the guest list. The halacha is, based on the Pesukim, that you have to have a guest list of who's going to be part of the Karban before it's brought. You cannot have any added guests later on. That's one of the shailas they ask when it comes to halachmania. How do you invite someone right before the Pesach Seder, come and join in a Karban Pesach? If they were not part of the guest list in the first place during the Shas Shechita, they can't be part of the guest list right now. When it comes to the Ketanim, though, says the Ran, they don't need to be part of the guest list. They could eat even though they weren't part of the list.
What's the answer? How can you invite them after?
There are many answers. How to interpret it. It wasn't really meant to be at that point. It really should have been said before Karban Pesach. It just placed here anyways. A lot of different answers are given. It meant it was really a dream. It was a tefillah that hopefully next year we could have the Karban Pesach back. It was really during the Shas Korban Beis Mikdash. Hopefully next year we could really have a guest list and take part of the Karban Pesach. So says the Ran, continuing, El Ochem Imenu, that a Ketan may eat from the Karban Pesach, Af Apishal Nimnu Olav, even though they were not part of the guest list. The Afagav Dein Pesach Nechal El Mnuyav, even though a Pesach can only be eaten from those who are part of the guest list, Harnimila Beruin Lehimanos, that's only those individuals, Gedolim, who are supposed to be, who are capable of eating, are capable of being counted. Av Ketanim La Bnei Yachal, less than Bas. Since Ketanim are not Chayiv in Mitzos, there's no obligation for them to be part of the guest list. So since they don't have to be part of the guest list, they may eat without being part of the guest list. And that's what the Ran says. Let's see if anyone says anything on the side here. Okay, the Rush is, the Tos is the same thing here. And the Ran... And the Rush, let's see for a second. Interesting, okay. Okay, the impression of the Gemara, and I think the Ran, is that Ketanim are putter entirely from the Karban Pesach, but we allow them to eat it anyways. If you look at the Rush here, you see the Rush, Shekein Adam, Mevi Albanov, Nosef HaKetanim, at least in mine, it's at least six lines up. The Rush says, even though they need Pesach, there's a chiv karm Pesach for the ketanim. Kidechsiv selaves avos. Vein lahem. Oh, this part of the havmin, I guess. Vein lam das limanos. That's part of the havmin. I'm sorry. Okay, so scratch that. Okay, so what was the line here? What was that Tosfos and stuff in telling us? Okay, so the number of answers given to this question the Ran asks, the question being, since Midiraisa Katan is not permitted, is not fit to be counted, how are they able to eat as part of the Karban Pesach? That's a shayla that the Ran answers. The Ran says, that the only iser to eat is only if there's an obligation to be part of the guest list, is it also to eat without being part of the guest list. But if there's no obligation to be part of the guest list in the first place, then there is no iser to eat. So since the Katan are not, there's no obligation to be part of the guest list, they may eat. That's the Ran's answer, the Tosuk's answer as well. Some say, this is what I thought the Rush was saying, but it's not. The Shita Mekubetz's answer is that no, the Pasuk Sela Beis Avos tells us that a Katan may eat even though they're not part of the guest list. That is the special Kazeres Akasuf. That's what.
Any Katan or Katan that belongs to the father?
It's a good question. Probably Sela Beis Avos probably tells us part of the family.
Yeah.
But the fact is that...
So it doesn't speak about it, so it's not... So there's a shaykhut.
Right.
It's not katan in general.
Right. But we see from here that it's a special kaseres hakasuv that the katanim do eat as part of the carbon, as opposed to the ran, there's no midraisa. The katan does not have to eat part of the carbon pesach. He may eat if he wanted to, and there would be no iser, but he doesn't have to. The Rashmi Shan says... Aha. There's no iser. Fascinating. We assume normally that a person who's not part of the guest list comes to my chabur and eats, he violates an iser. That's the normal understanding. Rashmi Shantz tells us that not true. There's no iser. If a person does that, he's just not yotze the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, but there's no violation of an iser by any means. So here also, the katan, he has no obligation to fulfill. He's allowed to eat. There's no iser. He just won't get his mitzvah. But that's fine because there's no mitzvah anyways. There's no obligation. There's no chiv for him to eat part of the Karban Pesach anyways. So that's why he's allowed to eat even though he's not part of the kes list. Exactly. Any katan, right. Very, very good. That would be naf kamina, I guess. The Chikrei Lev says the answer is that the iser of a non-guestless member to eat, non-guestless to eat, someone who's on the guest list to eat, is not a lav. It's learned out from an aseh. And there's no obligation to separate a katan from eating an iser aseh. There's obligation to separate him from eating a lav, like treif, nevela, and things like that. But there's no lav here. There's no lav here at all. And that's the next answer, okay? There's no lav here at all, and therefore he's allowed to eat it as well. And then finally, the Tosfos in Pesachim, he quotes, says, because the mitzvah of chinuch, we permit the katan to eat from the carbon even though he's not part of the guest list. Which is fascinating. Normally, the halachas of chinuch is, you only teach him chinuch where there's no iser involved. Well, here there's an iser involved. So he doesn't answer this question, but I believe, told now that he jogged my memory, I think Tosfos asks this question. How can you do chinuch if there's an iser involved? You're having to take part of something. We only do chinuch when he's going to be doing the mitzvah properly the way he would do it if he was a gadol. So let's say we want the katan to shake the lulav. We don't give him a lemon. You have to have a real esrog, a kasher. It doesn't have to be the hider esrog, but at least it has to be kasher, b'dieved, at the least, to him to be yotzei the mitzvah of chinuch. So how could you give him Pesach if he's not part of the guest list? He's violating iser. Had he been a gadol, he wouldn't get the mitzvah. So the Tosfos there, I think, answers that the iser of not being part of the guest list is not an inherent iser. It's not intrinsic to the object. It's different than giving him a pig. That's intrinsic to the pig. Not being part of the guest list, there's no inherent iser to the Karban Pesach. It's just external that he's not part of the guest list. It's a technicality. So that's not, since it's not so intrinsic of an iser, we permit him to do chinuch in that way. Okay. Now let's go weiter now. Oh, well, okay. Running out of time. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now says, umimai. How do we know this to be true? This is around 8 lines up. How do we know this to be true? That a katan, you can bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of the katan, even though there's no das. Umimai meets the Tanan. The fact that the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Pesachim, Ha'omer Livanov, a person says to his children, Hareini Shochet, it's a Pesach. Here I'm shechting the Pesach, Amishi Yala Mikem Rishon, Yishlaim. Whoever, I'm going to shech the Pesach on behalf of whichever one of you get to Yishlaim first. And the father is there first. He's busy shechting it. Whoever gets there first, Mimela Mefreya, I'm shechting on your behalf. Kevin Shechnis Rishon Rosh Verubo Zacha Bechelko. Once the first guy, the first son, gets there first, his head and most of the body passes the finish line, he's Zocha his Chelek. Umezak is Achivimo, and from him winning the race, he's going to be Mezak all his brothers also to partake in the carbon being brought on the on their behalf. Now Vi Amris Celebase Ad Deraisa. We're saying that it's a din deraisa of shelabayis on the meat. They're going to be mezach on it. What's this Gemara's shaila here? So if you go to the Ran here, Harini Shochet is a Pesach Hamishi Yalam Mikem Rishon LYushalayim. The father says, I'm shechting it, whoever gets here first. Amr Levanov, Harini Ola LYushalayim, I'm going up to Yushalayim. After I will be there, Eshchad is a Pesach. I'm going to shech the Pesach. On me, Sheyal and Mikem Rishon. For whomever gets here first. Al Bisrakai says the Ran. Kishal Azek Kvar Nishchat. That when the sons get there, I already shech to the meat. The father already shech to the meat. So how could he be Mazak after it's already been shechted? Vimkain Heach Nimna Olav HaKasim Hios Bisa. V'darshin Michiusa Dezeh. The Pasuk says Michiusa Seh. And the Gemara Pesach makes it Joshua switches the hay to a ches chiyusa miseh, that the guest list has to be finalized by the moment of shechita. Now, if the father shechts it and then the race happens, how could he be retroactively part of the list after the animal's already been shechted? And so we see from here, and furthermore, the next round says mezachid lahun b'tmiyan as a question. How could the father be mezake for the children after it's already been shechted? Inami, alternatively, he asks, Ahai, umzakal hem ahu ben sha'ola rishon kai heyach mzakal achiv. How could the son be mzakal for the others as well? I guess let's not get involved in that question right now. So we see from here that you don't really have to have a guest list as part of the ketanim, the children. The father himself may do it even though there is no das. And the fact that they had a race wasn't really part of the zechus. The zechus already happened with the father making designation. So what was the point of the whole race? So Ella, the Gemara says, Ella lama lehu. So why did he tell them to have a race in the first place? Dama lehun avun kedei lezarzim b'mitzvahs. He wanted to get them excited to run and do mitzvahs here. And that's the whole purpose, have a race, and let's see who gets it first. This way they become zaris in performing of mitzvahs. And the Gemara brings the Raya to this point. Tane nami hachi maisa haya. There was once a story like this. People actually did this. The kidmu banos lebanim, and the daughters were faster than the sons. The nimsu banos zrizus ubanim shfelim. And turns out that the daughters were the zrizus, the ones who were very quick to do the mitzvah, and the sons were very slow. So what's the Raya here? So it says the Ran, the last Ran on the page. It doesn't say that the daughters were zocha on behalf of the other brothers. It says alma lo mediskaven elazaris bivad. It just says they were more zaris. The goal of the whole race was to have them become zaris and not to have them be zocha. Okay, last line on the page says torum es shumasav. We said if a person cannot get hana from a certain individual, still that individual may take truma from my property. So how does that work? Gemara wants to know. If a person takes shuma from his own to be matir the tevil of somebody else's yard, if I'm, let's say, David has a yard of grapes and I want to take shuma to be matir his grapes of tevil, do I require his das or not? Do we say, since it's a tremendous benefit, I'm doing him a favor, then now his grapes are going to be matir to eat, I don't require his das. It's zachal adam shlo b'fanav, which is permitted. If it's a zachus for somebody, I can be mezak for other people if it's an advantage. Like I did this actually when I went down to Florida. I needed to make a erev chatzeros in the apartment building where I was staying. There's no erev there. It happens to be there is, but it was down that week. I had to make an erev in my apartment building where I was staying. So I need to have everyone on board as part of the matzah that I was using. So how do you do this? How do I get, I don't know who lives there. I don't know who's from, who's not from. So when I went to shul that morning, I went to one of the Chabad shul, so I had asked one of the guys to pick up the matzah, I said the bracha and everything like that, and he was mezakeh for all the people in the apartment building on their behalf. Since it's a zechus for them, now they could carry halachli okay on Shabbos within the apartment building, it was a zechus for them, even though they weren't present, the concept is zachem l'adam shlo b'fanav. So, do you require das? So when it comes to zachem, you don't require that. I didn't have to ask every person in the building, do you want me to do this? When it's a zuchus for a person, he wants a zuchus even though he doesn't know about it. So I could therefore take chuma on David's grapes. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, mitzvah delehu v'nichle l'mevde. Or do we say, it's a mitzvah, and David wants to do the mitzvah on his own. The Gemara Chulin tells us, if a person steals someone else's mitzvah, you have to pay asar zehuvim. There are 10 gold coins I need to pay for stealing your mitzvah. You want to do the mitzvah on your own, so therefore I would require your das before performing your mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your rye from our very Mishnah. Mishnah says, Torah mes chumoso ves masroso ladaita. If I were to go take chuma and miser, if in a situation where David can't get enough from me, I require your das. So be my asking, what's the case? If it's talking about where I went to his backyard, I took his own grapes as shuma to permit the rest of his grapes, and the daito deman who's das ilema the daito delay man shavishliach. If I went on my own, well, whoever gave me the right, whoever made me a shliach to go do take your shuma, doesn't work like that. So what's the case of our Mishnah? El ladaito de balkri. It's where David, the owner of the pile of fruit, he gave me permission. He said I could do this. But that shouldn't work either, because if I'm carrying out his shlichus, he's getting hana. And we're talking about the case of our Mishnah where David cannot get hana from me. So what's the case of the Mishnah where I may take truma to permit your truma to permit your tevel? El mishalo al shel hakri. It's talking about a case where I took my own grapes to be matir David's grapes in his yard. I wasn't taking his own grapes. I'm taking my own grapes in my yard. This grapes will be truma to permit the tevel in David's backyard. Now, l'daita deman. Now, whose das is here? Ilema l'daita debalkri hakam hanile. If I'm going based on, if you gave me permission, while I'm carrying out your shlichus, whenever I carry out your shlichus, that's hana for you. If that can't be the case, because we're talking about where you can't get hana from me. Ela l'daita de nafshe, u'mishelo tormel shachavero. It must be where I was going acting on my own. And I was taking from my own grapes in order to permit David's grapes. Now, v'i amis tzarech das hakamanilei. So if you require also the das of the owner of the grapes, then I would be considered a shliach, and that would be hana. Elav ein tzarich das. It must be that you do not require das. So back to our question. The question was, can I go ahead and take truma for somebody else? Do you require das or do you not require das? So based on this whole figuring out of the Mishnah, it turns out you do not require das at the Baal Kri. As long as I'm not taking his fruit, I'm taking my own fruit as the truma, I am able to do it even though there's no das. And the Gemara is not true. Liolam Michel Baal Kri al Baal Hakri. It's really I'm taking David's fruit to matir the rest of his fruit. Kedama Rava Baomer Kalarot Litrom Yavi Vitrom Hachanabi Baomer. It's talking about a situation where David made this announcement. Anybody who wants could go ahead and take my chuma to be matir my other fruit, and that was the announcement. So it wasn't where he had pointed me particularly as his shliach, he made a general statement, and therefore I could carry out, because I'm not really representing you as a shliach, he really just gave rishus to anybody he wants. It's not shlichus, but just rishus. Let's see how the Ron understands this. The Ron says, you see, Hachanami Baomer Lekol Rota Litrom B'Yavov Yitrom, says the Ron around halfway down the narrow lines, V'chiyah Gavna Mahani L'Gavit Chumah D'Begile Das B'Luchud D'Nich Le'Sagi. You're just Gile Das, and that's permitted, I could therefore take Chumah. You never appointed me as a shliach, and therefore I'm not representing you.
Goy wouldn't be able to do it for him though. In that case, right?
Seemingly, Goy wouldn't be able to do this. Correct.
Still from that element of shlichus.
Right. So that right. It sounds like the Ram himself is struggling.
To make him a shliach.
Right. The Ron goes on to say which language you could use. You're right. Okay, let's go Vayter now, though. There's a very important Rajba here about the nature of Truma, but we don't have time for this. The Gemara halfway down now asks, Boy Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Mirbi Zera. HaTorah Mishalov Al Shel Chaveiro Torah Sana Shel Mi. So let's say a situation where I take my own property, my own grapes, in order to permit David's fruit now. Who has the Tovah Sana? Who has the right to decide where the Truma is going? Who's going to be the address? Which coin am I going to give this to? On one hand, these are my grapes I'm using, but at the same time, they're the Truma that's permitting David's fruit. So maybe he should have the right, he should have the Tovah Sana, the rights to give it to whoever he wants. And Mi'amrina, do we say, Ilav Pir Deheach, Mi Meskane Kari Dehahu? If we do not have this fruit, my fruit, I took the Truma, would the Kri be misakin? Would it be fixed? No, I fixed it, so I have the rights. O Duma, or perhaps we should say, Ilav Karya Dahu, Lavim Piri Dahdein Truma. If David didn't have his pile of fruit to have in the first place, then my fruit wouldn't be Truma. So obviously both need each other. The question which one is stronger and who has the right of Tavasana. So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Es Kol Tvasarecha Vinasata. The Pasuk says, and all your grains you should give. So what does that mean? What's derived from this? So it says you see that very small ron there, the last medium wide line down. The ron says tvuas up rather, tvuas zerecha nasata, tala hanasina bibal hazera dahinu bal kri. The pasuk explicitly says tvuas zerecha nasata, the one who owns the zera, who owns the kri, who owns the fruit, and in this case it would be David. He's the owner. He's the one who has to give. He has the rights for tvuasana since it's his pile of fruit. Ask the Gemara now. Esive, Torei Mes Hat Chumosa Ves Ma'asosa L'Daita. Gemara asks the question now from our mission again. That in the case of a neder, if David can't get Hanah from me, let's say I'm the Madir, he's a Mudar, so I can take Chuma, I can take Meiser as long as I have Das. Now, the Amr, the Gemara asks, the Amr's Tovas Hanah to Balakri Hakam Hanilei. If the Tovasana goes to David, so he's getting Hana from me, by me taking the fruit now, the grapes, and he could give these my own grapes now, which are Truma, he could take the grapes and give them to whichever coin that he wants, so he's getting Hana from that. Ela Shmamina Tovasana Dilei. It must be that I have the rights to Tovasana, and because this way you get no Hana from it. And this is against what we said above. Above we said the Pasuk says, Es Kol Tovasarecha Nasata. The one who owns the pile of fruit gets the rights. But from our mission, it sounds like it has to be, Misvara, that I have the rights. The one who took the Truma, I have the rights to give the Truma and not David. So Gemara says, Amri lo, Mishal Baal Kri, Al Shal Baal Kri, U L'dayta de Baal Kri. No, remember we said above, the situation here is, where I'm taking David's fruit, for himself. I'm not taking my own fruit. I'm taking his fruit. In that situation, he has all the rights to give the Tovas Anah. But in general, the Tovas Anah will always go back to David. If it were a situation where I took my own fruit, Eina Chanami, it wouldn't work that way because I would be giving you Hanah. Then the Gemara finally says, before the two dots, Tashma, another raya for this is Dama Rabbi Yabohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamakdish Mosif Chomesh, Umiskaper Osa Tzimura, Vatar Mishlo Asheina Shalot, Tovas Anah Shalot. Very clear braisa that appears a few places in Shas. Rabbi Yochanan tells us a person is Makdish, who's makdish a property, and then wants to be podet, that person has to add a chomesh, has to add a fifth of the value when being podet that. If you look at the Ran here, the Ran says five lines up, ha-makdish musav chomesh, ha-makdish behema le-karbono, shel chavero. Person's makdish an animal for carbon for his friend, whom he does a tzimura, he becomes a mum, and he wants to be poed to the animal now because he can't bring it as a carbon. Makdish kari bailim linin shatar chosif chomish. The owner who wants to be poed now has to add a fifth onto the value when redeeming it. Shebailim bilvan mosifim chomish kishipodim is a kachayim. If I, the owner of the animal, are being poed, I need to add another fifth. Then the next round tells that the other part of the statement is Hamiskaper Osa Tzimura. The person who gets kapara, if I'm being makdish an animal for Adam, let's say, he's getting the kapara, but I did the makdish. So the miskaper is the one who's able to do tzimura. A halacha of tzimura we're not going to talk about right now. And the final statement of this gemara is what we need this price for is that a person who's Torah Mishalo, Al Shena Shalo, if I'm taking my grapes to help be matir David's grapes, the Tovas Anah goes to the person being Torim. And look at the Ran. The Ran says, Tovas Anah Shalo Shal Torim. With the Fizah Krah, so what's the Pasuk? Dichsiv Aser Taser Es Kol Tovas Zarech V'Nasata Es Aser Taser Kari. He's referring back to Aser Taser, the one who's doing the Truma. Hachi Kamar. Aser Taser V'Nasata. The Meiser Zakib Nesina. The one who's doing the Meiser, not the one who owns the property, but the one who's doing the Meiser, he's the one who gives the Nesina. It's different than what we said before. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. So therefore we see the person, the one who's doing Truma, is the one who has the rights for the Tovas Anah. Okay, so we'll stop here, I guess, at the two dots. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will talk about taking money for teaching. That's tomorrow's daf, I believe.